إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم يغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a disease among the many amrad or diseases that has plagued this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this disease specifically has plagued us here in the United States. We have talked in the past during the khutbah for the Eid, and in a few of the khutbahs for Jumu'ah, and in lectures, and in classes, and in halaqat after Fajr and Maghrib, and just in casual speech as we walk through the streets and have our aqiqahs and our walimahs, we talk about this disease. And the origin of this disease in itself is not a disease. The origin of this disease is not a disease. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed. But it has become a disease. And that disease, brothers and sisters, is kathratu talaq, is the abundance of divorce. The Muslim can no longer boast. The Muslim can no longer brag. And when we say boast and brag, we mean boasting and bragging in the positive sense and the halal sense. Because in some cases, boasting is halal. In some cases, bragging is halal, according to the circumstances and according to the niyyah of the individual. There used to be a time for Muslims when we could boast and brag and talk about our marriages staying together. But now the Muslims have fallen to the same category as the kuffar. And the kuffar say among them, the people who are the worst of creatures, the people who don't have any guidance or a book to guide them, that out of every three marriages in this country, two end up in divorce. Two-thirds of all marriages in the United States end up in divorce. And I would go as far as to say that the Muslims are past this. Especially among the so-called indigenous Muslims. Especially among the so-called homegrown Muslims. Divorce is way past 2 out of 3. It's probably 4 out of 3. And it has gotten to the point now where this disease, the origin of it, which is halal, it has gotten to the point where there can be 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 or 15 brothers sitting in the masjid. Out of any of the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this country, you choose a state and you'll find 6 or 7 or 10 or 15 brothers that know what 4 or 5 other sisters sitting right there in the same masjid look like with no clothes on. Wali'adhu billah. This one's been married to this one, and that one's been married to this one, and that one's been married to that one, and that one to this one, to the point when we come together for an aqiqah or walima or jum'ah or anything, I know what you look like behind closed doors, and you know what I look like behind closed doors. Where's the privacy? Where's the khulwa? Where's the modesty? When my wife knows what you look like, and your wife knows what I look like, and you had her, and then you go back to her, and you divorce, and you go back to her, and you divorce her. And this brother's had her, and that brother's had her, and this brother's had her, and that brother's had her. If this is not a disease, brothers and sisters, I'm not standing on this minbar. Divorce after divorce after divorce, and the desire for the divorce. Give me a khulur, give me a khulur, give me a khulur, give me a khulur.
Say the Ta'anfitala. Say divorce me. Say divorce me. To the point where we don't even know and we don't even care if we're divorcing correctly or not. The woman is on her menses and you pronounce divorce. You've just been intimate with her and you pronounce divorce. You ask for a divorce for stupid reasons. You women in Islam. You ask for a divorce for stupid reasons. Stupid. Stupid reasons. And the man stupidly gives it to you. The man stupidly gives it to you. And this causes disease, brothers and sisters, because now the children have seen four different abbeys in the house on five different occasions. Four different father figures. Three different mother figures. And then we rely on the unauthentic narration attributed to the Prophet. أَفْضَغُ الْحَلَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الطَّلَاقِ. The things that Allah, out of all the things that are halal, that Allah hates the most is divorce. Throw these hadiths in the garbage. The Messenger of Allah never said anything like this. تَزَوَّجُوا وَلَا تُطَلِّقُوا. Marry and don't divorce. فَإِنَّ الطَّلَاقَ يَهْتَزُ مِنْهُ الْعَرْشِ. Because divorce shakes the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throw this hadith in the garbage. Don't keep staying together if you need to get a divorce based on these hadiths. But if you don't need to get a divorce, you need to try to stay together. The reason why, brothers and sisters, we're having so many divorces are too many. The khutbah would have to be in 10 parts. At least 10 weeks. To talk about why we have so many divorces. Wallahu a'lam, how many weeks it would take. But one of them, brothers and sisters, is because we're not choosing the mate properly. We're not choosing the mate properly, brothers and sisters. We are more concerned about our car than we are our wives. We're more concerned about our dress and our overgarment than we are on selecting a husband. We're not selecting them properly, brothers and sisters. And we're not giving it our all in all when we make the selection. A kafir, mushrik, believing that Jesus is the Son of God. My grandfather, when I asked him, giving him dawah, before he died, a kafir on his way to the hellfire. And I can say this. I can say this. Don't ask me after the khutbah, why did you say it? I can say this. He's on his way to the hellfire because he didn't take shahada. I asked him after giving him dawah, Grandpa, what kept you married for 60 years? My mother, when I asked her, who was over 60 years of age, can you ever remember my father, my grandfather, my grandmother having an argument and him raising his voice at her? She said no. She's over 60 years old. The oldest girl in my family. The oldest of the daughters. Over 60 years old, she said, I can never remember my father raising his voice at my mother. And when I asked him, what kept you together, Grandpa? He pointed to a stack of books on the right side on the end table next to his bed. Piled up with Bibles. Because of this right here, son. Point to the Bible. And that's why he had a so-called successful marriage. And I say so-called, because it wasn't based on Quran and Sunnah. But the fundamentals of this marriage was from Islam. And he attributed it to a foolish, misguided piece of garbage that they call the Bible. And you have the Quran. And you have the Sunnah. And you have the way of the Salaf, our rightly guided predecessors. And you get divorced on a Monday, and you get married on a Monday and divorced on Wednesday. And we talk about we're following the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of our rightly guided predecessors. How can this be, brothers and sisters? Because we're not, number one, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me and you, all of us, we're not fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enough. We're not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in iman. Enough. We're not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us patient and forgiving and forbearing. Enough. And this is one of the reasons why, brothers and sisters, that the brother who's sitting next to you knows what your wife looks like with no clothes on. This is the reason. This is the reason why the sister who's sitting next to you right now, she knows what your husband looks like. And we can do it over and over and over again. To the point where all of us are going to be like a big communal family. Not a community, a communal family. Because we don't care. We spend no time on trying to keep our families together. We spend more time, brothers, on our cars and sports and exercising and all these things that are going to end at the grave when your family is the most important thing. Even the affairs of the masjid shouldn't come before your family. The affairs of the masjid should not come before your family. And if you lose your family because of that, that's on you. MashaAllah. Allah willed it, and you assisted. Brothers and sisters in Islam, if we don't start paying more attention to the family, and more attention to our husbands, and more attention to our wives and our children, and stop this reckless, reckless act of divorce, and try to stick it out, and try to be more patient and more forbearing, brothers and sisters, wallahi, wallahi, tallahi, billahi, we're going to destroy ourselves. We're going to destroy ourselves, brothers and sisters. Stop asking for divorce so much, sister. Stop asking for divorce. Stop asking for this thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implies in the Quran that he dislikes. Implies in the Quran that he dislikes. Because for surety, brothers and sisters, if it were not for the naming system and the system of inheritance in Islam, all of our blood would be mixed up and we wouldn't know who's who and where who's from. Because of the abundance of this disease, which origin, the origin of it is halal, which is divorce. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahabatihi ajma'een. Thumma amma ba'd. Brothers and sisters, another angle to this plague of divorce is the whispering, the gossip, the backbiting, the slander, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Allah knows best the deliberate, intentional desire to break up families. And Allah knows best. Brothers and sisters, the ulama, the scholars of Islam, are all in unanimous agreement that one of the biggest tricks of shaitan, one of the biggest tricks of shaitan, is to separate a man from his wife. Not to make you commit shirk, not to make you commit kufr or bid'ah, but to make you separate from your wife. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. This is what Allah says in the Quran. And what they learn from the two angels, Harut and Marut, is nothing except to cause separation of a man from his wife. This is a big trick from Shaitan. So then who are you, sister, who calls the sister up and encourages her to get a divorce? Who are you? No, I'm not Shaitan. How can you say that? Well, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that in the Shaitan la yad'a 'ashu 'ala al-ma. He said the Shaitan places his throne over the water. Fayab'athu as-sarahu fi an-nas. And he sends out his dispatches, his army. He sends them out among the people. What did he send them out to do? He sends them out to do devilment. He sends them out to do these unscrupulous, nefarious acts of all types and all varieties. When he sends them out, some of them come back, as the hadith says, يَجِيءُ أَحَدُهُمْ فَيَقُولُ. Some of them come back and they say, I stuck by this person, مَا زَلْتُ بِفُلَانٍ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. I stuck by an individual. Not abandoning him, Mafaraktuhu, Shaitan's army from among the jinn and the men. And for those who don't understand what men mean here, it means men and women. From among the jinn and mankind. And I stick with the human being. And I don't leave him until he says kebba wa kebba, until he says this and that. Shaitan
لعنه الله عليه. لعنه الله عليه. May Allah curse him. May Allah curse Shaitan. Listen to what he says, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, لا والله ما سمعت شيئا. I swear by Allah, you haven't done anything. Just because the person said this and that, that ain't no big thing. What's so special about that? You get them to say this and say that. But then the others come back at the end of the day. And they say, مَا تَرَكْتُهُ حَتَّى فَرَّقْتُ بَيْنَهُ وَأَهْلِهِ. I stick with the person, I don't leave him until I separate him from his family. And then Shaytan, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْهُ وَجُنُودِهِ. I seek refuge with Allah from Shaytan and his forces and his army. Shaytan, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْهُ. He draws near to him. يُقَرِّبُهُ. He draws near to him. وَيُدْنِيهِ. And closer to him. And then what does Shaytan do? يَلْتَذِمُهُ. He hugs him and says, نَعْمْ أَنْتَ. Yes, you're the one. What? You're the one that did the best job for the day. You're the one that did the best job for the day. So now tell me, sisters, tell me, brothers, when you pour or spit or shoot the arrow of poisonous into the heart of another brother or sister against each other who's married, who are you working for? Are you working for Ar-Rahman, who's over his throne in a manner befitting his majesty? Or are you working for Iblis, who also has his throne over the world? Which one are you working for? I think you're working for Shaytan. In fact, I know you're working for Shaytan. Because Shaytan desires to separate a man from his wife. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we better get a grip on ourselves. We better get a grip on these marriages, and we better run away from the thought of divorce. Saying I divorce you should be like a piece of pork chop on your tongue. This is how much afraid of it we should be. We should try to keep these things together, brothers and sisters, at all halal costs. Whatever it takes halal, we should do it. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, as long as it's halal, we should do it, brothers and sisters. Because wallahi, brothers and sisters, what's going to be the difference between us and the kuffar? What makes us distinguish between the kuffar? What are the things that makes us separate from the kuffar and distinguishable from the kuffar? One of those things is unity. And if the unity cannot be done among the Muslims in general, or I should say the Muslim marriages, then how do we expect the Muslims worldwide to be unified if we can't stick with our wives and our husbands? How can we run across the countryside from the hills to the dales, crying and yelling, screaming at the top of our lungs about unity, and you can marry 5 times, 6 times, 7 times, 8 times? I know a sister's been married 14 times. I know her personally. 14 times. You gonna tell me, sister, it was all their fault? This is foolishness, brothers and sisters in Islam. If we don't get a grip on these mad brothers and sisters, then we're no better. We're no better than the people that we're trying to call to Islam. What's the difference? Except that my name is Abdullah and yours is Fatima. What's the difference? I have a beard and you have a kimono. What's the difference? Stop asking for these divorces, sisters. Stick it out. Brothers, stop divorcing these women so much. Hold on to your women. Be jealous. Keep them out of the men's faces. Keep the sisters out of the men's faces. And you women, you should encourage your husbands to stop looking at women so much. Me, all of you, all of us should do this. All of us should do this. Starting with me. Because it's a means to making our marriages separate. And if we don't strive to get a bigger masjid so we can stop bumping into each other in here, if we don't strive to get a better masjid and a bigger masjid, then we are part of that separating factor. Because we like to be in a situation where the women bumping into the men and the men bumping into the women and yet squeezed by my wife, then you have to be from Shaytan if you like this. Don't tell me you're from Allah's army. You're from the Hizb of Shaytan. from the army of the shaitan. If you like bumping into my wife, and I like bumping into your wife, and I like to stand in front of the masjid, whatever you're doing, when you could be doing some work, when the women come out, and you're squatting for them, waiting for them, waiting to come out so you can see what they got on, and your sisters are dressing up for them, when you should be dressing up for your husband in the house. Coming out saying you got an overgarment on, and the overgarment is supposed to be something that's not dazzling. And you coming out in front of the men, causing divorce. So now the brother looks at you, and he throws his wife in the garbage. Brothers and sisters, we better get a grip on ourselves. We better stop this divorce, brothers and sisters. We better hold on to these women, and you better hold on to your husband, and stop thinking the grass is green on the other side. It may be that some people take care of their grass better. And depending on what side the sun is on that grass. Don't be so quick to get out of it, sisters. And don't be so quick to divorce her, brothers. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have his favor over those who want separation all the time. And sometimes it's wajib to get a divorce. But in most cases, brothers and sisters, we're playing games. We're playing games, brothers and sisters. We're playing games. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and have mercy on us and guide us and make us restrain our tongues, except for the times when we should be speaking out. Except for the times when it's necessary, may Allah help us restrain our tongues and not say this word which has become a disease, which origin, the origin of it is halal. At-talaq. At-talaq is a disease, brothers and sisters, for us now. May Allah protect us. Alhamdulillah.